Okay. Yud Aleph Tammuz, Sunday the 17th of July, Rabbi David Roberts, The Surprising Dynamic of Hashgacha. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by the zechus of a new bar mitzvah boy, Yossi, who is anonymous except to those who know him, and it should be a zechus for him and his family.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here again. It's been a while. Today is Yud Aleph Tammuz, which, as I'm sure many of you are aware, is actually the yahrzeit of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Rabbi Kurt Davoy. Everybody knows the maisa, the story, how him and his talmidim were taken out. The 9-4 outside Kovna, shot and died on Kiddush Hashem, the shiur that he gave in Kiddush Hashem just before they were taken out, that's already well known. But maybe just to start off by saying, by quoting possibly one of his most famous shtiklach, which is in the beginning of Kovitz Ma'amorim, where he talks about the bias of the self, which prevents, distorts and warps the ability of the seichel, which the Rabbeinu Shlom created, that the ability to discern and to work out that there is a Borei Olam is something which is should be seichel ha-yoshar v'ha-poshut, but because of the negative midas, it becomes very difficult. And therefore the avoida in Emunah is the avoida of midas, that is to oversimplify, but that is basically what he says. The emes is that this concept is found to some extent and extended upon by the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Nitzavim, where the Meshech Chochma himself elaborates on an idea in Chovas Halvavos in Shara Bechina Sof Perakei. Well, here the Meshech Chochma says as follows. He says that the abundance of physical resources are proportionate to how necessary they are to sustain life. And their cost element as well. So, l'moshel, air is obviously that which is most necessary to sustain life. It's everywhere, and it's free. Unless you're in Switzerland. A luft tax, as far as I'm aware. Okay, the government here haven't yet found a way to tax us on that. Water is the second most crucial element to sustain life. And that is also everywhere. It costs a little bit more until you get all the way to the end of the chain, so to speak. And that is the useless lumps of carbon that women like to have on their fingers. They're not particularly functional. Therefore, they're relatively scarce and they cost a lot. That's the law of demand and supply. Says the Meshech Chochma, the Gamba Muskolos. There is a parallel set of chukim, if you like. The distribution of koichas hanefesh that are necessary to sustain ruchniyastika life is also available, their availability is also proportional to their necessity for the sustenance to sustain ruchniyastika life. But muskolois, says the Meshech Chochma, the thing which is most necessary to have meaningful ruchniyastika life is, of course, emunah. And therefore, haseichel ho'eloki lahasig v'leidash yesh boirei umamtzi l'nimtzoyim, the availability, the capacity of a human being to work out b'seichel ha'poshut, that there is a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, hin hu chokuk b'seichel ha'yoshar ha'poshut, bilti me'uvas ki yesh boirei yochid. It's obvious. So much so, he doesn't say this, but so much so the Balei Musa point out, I don't know whether we think about this, in terms of what we say every Shacharis in Shacharis morning, in Shabbos, Shacharis. Shekein choivas kol hayitzurim lefonecho Hashem elikeinu velike avuseinu lehoidois lahalil l'shabeach lefoel l'roimim. We're not talking about Yidden. Shekein choivas kol hayitzurim. It is considered to be a rational imperative. It is considered to be a choiva on kol hayitzurim. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a brain, and that brain has the capacity and therefore the imperative of working out that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore it becomes incumbent On Kol HaYitzurim, Reb Shach, in Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Teshuva, says that he asked his Rebbe, the Brisker Rav, the following question. He said, I don't understand. Mitzadechon, in the Rambam, we find that there's a mitzvah of emunah l'ha'amin. And mitzad sheni, we have psukim, and even the Rambam himself also brings, leida, to know. So which one is it? Is it to know, or is it to believe? Say, v'yodata ha'yoyim v'ashev v'yisul v'avecha. So Rav Shach, the Brisker Rav told him, he said, Yechabaychik get their kasha. He said, I have the same question. And I asked my father, Reb Chaim, he asked Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. And he answered him as follows. He said, Ad kama, that the Seichel Ha'odom is able to work out, of course, that is an absolute chiyuv. The Rabbeinu Shlalem gave us Seichel HaYoshor, and therefore he says the existence of the Rabbeinu Shlalem is a function of das, of understanding. Of course we take Rabbi Chanan into account, as I'll show you shortly, that of course, Alekim also says, Adam Yosher, Vahim Abitshu Cheshbonis Rabbim, as Shlomo HaMelech says. The Rabbeinu Shlalem gave man a Seichel HaYoshor, objectivity, the human brain, and it seems this is not just limited to Yidden. Shekein Choyvas Kol HaYitzurim, Lahoydis Lahalel. And we see this, Lamashal, there's Kamarayas for this. The Ramban and others talk about the fact that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam destroys the world by the Mabul. Sodom is overturned. For what? For not behaving as a human being should behave. On what basis? The Navi hadn't told them. Says the Ramban, you don't need a Navi to tell you not to steal. You should understand, you should know that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore to behave like Sodom behaved is an ivus, it's a distortion of Tzelem Elokim, of basic Tzelem Elokim. And therefore Koydem Matan Torah, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam could absolutely destroy them. I gave you a brain, I gave you a level of understanding, a manifestation. Reb Chatzkel talks about it as a manifestation of Tzelem Elokim. And if you don't use it, you forfeit your right to exist. Said Reb Chaim to the Brisker Rav to Reb Shach, that the Shlav Aleph is to work out and to understand there's a Borei Olam. That's a function of the Seichel, it's a function of Tzelem Elokim. Of course, because we're dealing with an infinite Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there comes a point where there's a brick wall, where I can't get any further. We're talking about a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ein Sof, from that moment on, when my Seichel is unable to take me any further, Emunah kicks in. But first I have to engage my seichel, which according to Rabbi Chanan means to work on Avodas Hamidus, to get to a point that I'm able to have objectivity, to go back to the state of Yashrus with which the Rabbeinu Shalom created us, and then I'm able to see Avodas Siddur HaBorei Olam, like Avraham Avinu did. Yirah Biro Deilekes, and he said, of course, how could it be otherwise? As Reb Dessler points out, the two things that, of course, that we know about Avraham Avinu is He is mitzdayin in Midas HaChesed, and in the fact that he was makir es boirei, and the two are not—they go together. One follows from the other. It is because Avraham Avinu was altruistic, so he didn't have that subjectivity and the bias of the ego of self of being a noitel. He was therefore able to stand back and see things. Of course, there has to be a boirei olam. How could it be otherwise? A be'emes, that's a chiva, that's an imperative on every human being. The emes is, this thought, is a chovas alvavos. And without going into it in detail, the structure of chovas alvavos, he first has shar ha-yichud, which is very difficult, generally isn't learnt. Shar ha-bechina is to understand through observing nature that there is a boirei olam, the utilization of seichel. And then shar ha-vodas Elokim, he says the following, and I'd like to just read maybe one or two lines very quickly. It is very clear that he bases the chiyuv and the imperative for Avodas Elokim on Hakoras HaTov. That's the whole, that is the basis of the third shar in Chovas HaLavos, which is Shar Avodas Elokim. Lahakir, of course, means two things. Hakoras HaTov, in the same way that Rav Huttner pointed out, the word Moida also means two things. It means first and foremost to acknowledge, to understand, to acknowledge. Moida Ani Lefonecha means first and foremost, I acknowledge. And once I acknowledge, then of course, and that is a function, that is a cognitive function, that's a function of seichel, and then what is based on that is the emotion. Moedim, I thank you. But the starting point is always an acknowledgement. And it's the same thing with Hakara Satoiv. Hakara Satoiv is Lahakir, to recognize, to realize that what everything that happens to me is chesed, that I deserve nothing, that the whole world, as Ruchatzkin used to say, is a Beis HaMedrash, Volbasar used to say, the whole world is a Beis HaMedrash of chesed. As kumt megonisht, I didn't pay for this life. I didn't enter into a contract. I didn't pay. I'm here, Rabbi Shem, because for some reason you want me to be here. So everything that I receive is a chesed. Says the Chovas Halavos, we have these two approaches. One is the Ha'oras HaToira, and the other one is the what he calls the Kniya, the humility, because that's what it is. When a person is able to be humble and not to think that everything I've done and I deserve, then you're able to be Makir of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. One is Ha'oras HaSeichel and one is Ha'oras HaToira. Says the Chovas Halavos, we need both. And he says very clearly, as you work your way through Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet, Perek Hei, in Shaar Avodas Elokim, it is very clear to him that were it not for the fact, like Rabbi Elchanan says, that we have the bias of negative midas, which prevent us from seeing things as they are, be'emes, it would be preferable to arrive at the imperative for Avodas Elokim through the Seichel. And in case that sounds like a chiddush, I'll read you his lashon and you decide. Both of these aspects of humility are desirable. He says we need the Torah to get us there for reasons that he then explains, mainly because of the bias of the negative midas, because we wouldn't get there. He then goes on to give seven reasons why the humility that comes about is more, and I quote, more than the horror of the Torah. That's a fascinating chiddush. If one hasn't thought through this properly, Chatzkel has a mamar on this as well. It's an important idea. Having given that as a little bit of an introduction, we move on to really what I wanted to do with you today, which is the main topic, which is a short introduction to an understanding of the Ramban's approach, the Ramban's Mahalach in Hashgachas Hashem. How does the Hashgacha of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, his interaction with us in this world, how does it work? And here we discover a surprising thing. And you have in the Maram Kames I've given in front of you, you have a number of different sources, we'll only look at some of them. And we should probably start with the most famous one. The most famous one is the one that everybody knows and people sort of intuitively associate with the opinion of the Ramban. And that is the Ramban at the end of the Ramban at the end of Boi. And we'll just, it's source 3 here on your sheet. So if you go to Lamashal to page 2, here's the famous quote that everybody is aware of. That basically he says that when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does a nes, it proves three things. He calls it elsewhere, he calls it Shalosh Moistos HaTorah. It proves the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's existence, it proves his Yediyah, and it proves his Hashgacha. And that was the Yesod, that is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the famous paragraph, it's the third paragraph here on page 2, Min HaNisim HaGdolim HaMefursomim Od HaMoida B'Nisim HaNistorim. The big Nisim, as it were, Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam suspended the natural order and demonstrated clearly that he exists, that he is intimately knowledgeable about what's happening and involved. And the tachlis of that is that Adam Maida Benissim Hanistorim, that a person should then be Maida Benissim Hanistorim, Sheheim Yesoid HaToira Kula. If you wanted to define, and this is a lotion that the Ramban then uses in many different places, if you wanted to define and understand all the different Yehudei HaTorah that talk about Schar V'Oinesh, How would the Ramban categorize them? It's poshut how he would categorize them. Nisim nistorim. Everything that happens to us is nisim nistorim. The rain falling. Well, you've got to give me a chance. I haven't started yet. You've got to give me a chance. I'm reading. Thank you. Let's read the Rambans, you'll see. You'll see, it's not poshut. Wait, let's see. But he says, Nisim an istorim shehem yisoid ha-Torah kula. Doesn't get clearer than that. It is the yisoid of the entire Torah. Shein la'odom chelek b'Torah s'meshe Rabbeinu. This is the famous phrase. I'm sure you all know it by heart. Ein la'odom chelek b'Torah s'meshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin. A person has no place in Torah s'meshe Rabbeinu. Ad shenamin b'chol dvareinu u'mikreinu. Everything that happens to us. Kol mikreinu. He couldn't be more clear. It doesn't get clearer than that. Shekulom nisim ein bohem teva umin hogoi shaloilom. Everything that happens to us, kol mikreinu, and that's a very important word. Hopefully, time permitting, we'll get back to it. Kol mikreinu is ein bohem teva. There's no such thing as innate teva min hogoi shaloilom. They are all nisim nistorim. Shehem yisoid ha-Torah kula. Bein barabim, bein biyochid. Don't tell me, don't wriggle out of it and tell me, says the Ramban, this is only for the tzibur, but not for the yochid. No, it's for the yochid as well. Im yasa ha-mitzvah, yisachlichenu schore. If you do mitzvahs, things will be good. Vim yavar aleyem, yachrusenu onshoi, hakoil bigzeiras elyoin. Every single thing. V'yisparsimu ha-nisim ha-nistorim be'inyon ha-rabim, except that in terms of pirsum, without being too technical, in terms of pirsum, it becomes clearer in through the rabim than through the yochid, because of course, again, back to Rabbi Chanan, if I can quote him again, the notion of tzaddik v'ralei rosha v'toivloi is only a yisoid in hanhogas ha-yochid, not with rabbim. There's no concept in hanhogas ha-rabbim of tzaddik v'ralei rosha v'toivloi. It doesn't exist. V'hoyam shemaya tishmu el mitzoisai, which is loshon rabbim. The reciprocal nature of our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shloilom is always very clearly barabim. Hoyim shamaya tishmu el mitzvayisai, shenach mitzvah eschem, the rains will fall, the crops will grow. Im b'chukosai teilechu, v'nosati gishmechem v'itom. The mystery and the nisoyin of tzaddik v'ralei is only ever b'yochid, not b'rabim. Fine. So there you have one. That is probably the most famous one. Let's quickly back it up with one or two others. For example, we could do the first one is the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos and in his Hasogus, and he says that inyan hatzavah hazois to be tomim tiyem Hashem aleikecho shenamin shehu levadoi oso koil v'hu ayudeya amitus kol osid v'namin shekol habois, everything that happens to us kol habois tiyeno eleinu kvi his karvenu la'avodase, all relative to how we behave. In other words, everything that happens to us, everything that happens to us is b'toiras schar v'oinesh. The Ramban in Toiras Ha'odom very famously argues with Rashi. Rashi's famous, the famous Rashi in Brachos Daf Hei, where he talks about the concept of Yisurin Shel Ahava. If you're familiar with that, Rashi has a famous Yisoid in Brachos. Yisurin Shel Ahava, Rashi says a meridika thing. Rashi says it could be that all there's a tzaddik. There's a tzaddik who doesn't deserve anything bad. But the Rebbe Shlomo wants to give him more schar. He can't give him more schar, because he don't give him more schar relative to what he's done. He wants to give him more schar. The Rebbe Shlomo has to say, I know what I'll do. I'll give him a nisoy and I'll I will send him something difficult in his life. And then baishtein the nisoyen, he'll overcome, he'll prevail, and that just in order to give me an opportunity to give him more schar. That's Rashi in Brachos. Says the Ramban in Teres Ha'odom, chas v'shom, no way. Rebbe Shlomo wouldn't do that. Because that's in consonance, that's in line with this basic shitta. That everything that happens to us is on the basis of schar v'oinish. It's a reciprocal relationship. You did something good, you'll get something good. You did something bad, you'll get something bad. The idea, and therefore to the extent that he even rejects Rashi's suggestion that the Rebbeinu Shlom should, so to speak, initiate yisurim of some sort just in order to give him schar. The Ramban rejects that. So again, this is the Ramban l'shitoso. Maybe quickly one or two more marimukemos. You get the idea. Second one, Ramban again. The Ramban on Veheye Tomim. Look at the source two. I've underlined it. Yigzer b'livoi shahak koil b'yad elyon elyonin. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is oseh teva shaloi hoya b'mazel, and he's maybe rob he oseh mazel tov v'yofer. The Rabbeinu Shalom transcends all of that. Kadesh kafi sheyishalech ha'odom lefalav. All on the basis of what we've done. We're in the driving seat insofar as Hashem, the way the Rabbeinu Shalom responds to us. We do good, good happens to us. We do bad, bad happens to us. So it's quite clear. All we're doing at this stage is trying to explain the Shitta Saramban. You're going to have to give me a little bit of rope, a little bit more time, okay? Again, one more, source 7 on page 4. Again, another Ramban in Shmois. Kiloi tovoy al odom toivo bischar mitzvah oira ba'oinish aveira rak b'maasei hanes. The way that it works, the dynamic is that a person gets schar mitzvah toivo oira ba'oinish aveira, it's be'etzem rak b'may only b'maasei hanes. V'im yunach odom le'tivoy le'mazlo, lo yisifu b'y maisim v'lo yigru b'menu, avol schar kol ha'toira v'onsho ba'oilom hazeh ha'koil nisim v'heim nistorim. So we have, I think, quite clearly, it would appear to be the shitta of the Ramban. The problem is, I'm not sure whether that's what you were referring to, the problem is that there are other Rambans. And you see, everybody's very familiar with this. Most people are aware of the Ramban at the end of Boy, and that's that. The problem is there are some other Rambans that seem to indicate, I wouldn't say mamish the opposite, but enough for us to be really, for it to be problematic. And that's what I want to quickly address. Let's have a look. So Lamosha, let's start off with source 4, which is on page 2. And that is a Ramban on the Pasuk, Yedativ, Lemanashi Yitzaves, Bonoves, Beisayachrov, Lashomru, Derech Hashem, famous Pasuk. It says, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I am going to bestow upon Avraham Avinu a very close relationship, Kiyadativ, Das is always a Lashon of Chibur, of intimacy. Kiyadativ, why Lemanashi Yitzaves, Bonov? What is this Das? It's a very important word. What is this das, says the Ramban, that I'm going to utilize to bestow upon the Avraham Avinu? Zok the Ramban, source 4. V'anochin be'inai, shehi yediyo mamash. Yirmois. Ki yediyas Hashem shehi hashgachosei. Just stop there for a second. Yediyas Hashem shehi hashgachosei. The Ramban does something immediately for us. He equates the yediyo of Hashem, when we talk about Hashem's das, we mean his oversight and involvement. Shehi hashgachosoi ba'ulam hashofel. That is what is meant. He lishmer haklolim. The idea of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, i.e. his hashgacha, is lishmer haklolim. That sounds to me like hashgacha klolis. The preservation of the overarching principles. V'gam b'nei ha'odom munochim boi lemikrim ad ei boi es pekudosom. And human beings are left lemikrim to the happenstance. I don't know how you want to translate this, but it's the very thing that he said, the very same word that he used in Parashas Boy, that there is no mikra, that it's all nisim nistarim. Now he's saying v'gam b'nei ha'odom munochim boy lemikrim ad boy es pekudosa, until time that it's, you know, you get the call, come in, your time's up. So, and that's pshat. Das of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Das of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Ramban is equating with his hashgacha, his oversight. And he's saying the Yediyas Hashem is Lishmoir Haklomim. And the Bnei Ha'odom Amunachim Boi Limikrim. Avol Bechasidov Yosum Eilov Liboilov Das Oisei Bifrat. The Chasidim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The pious ones, the Tzadikim. There the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Yosum Eilov Liboilov Das Oisei Bifrat. That's the opposite of what he said before about the Klal. There is detailed oversight, lihiyos shmirosoi dveiko boitomid, that they have a shmira, loitiporeid hayediyo vahazachira mimenu klal, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam kiviyochel, as it were, is constantly aware, and this is of course the midah k'neged midah, because what is a chosid, what is a tzaddik? It's shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid, so he is, as it were, puts us in front of him, tomid. But it seems that somebody who doesn't do that, the Loshen Ramban is munochim by lemikrim ad es pekudosam. They are left and abandoned. Now I use the word abandoned because, as we're going to see, the word abandoned potentially is used. That's one. Another Maramokim, it's a long and a very important Ramban, the Ramban at the beginning of Bechukosai, where the famous one where he talks about the doctors, and there's so much to know over there. But turn to page 3. I just want to highlight the penultimate paragraph when he's talking about the propriety of seeking help from doctors or not. Ma'al arofim beveis ovdei Hashem, famous phrase. But he says, go to the last line of the penultimate paragraph. He says, avoheim nohagu birefuah. He's talking about as osa, king of Melech Osa. They decided not to be, as it were, ovdei Hashem, but they nohagu birefuah. to, as it were, to utilise and to put their faith into refuos. V'Hashem hinichom lemikrei hatavoyim, and therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom let them be lemikrei hatavoyim. The mikrim, the happenstance would be that which looks over them. And finally, probably the most problematic is the Ramban in Iyov, which is on page 5. And here, the Ramban is almost quoting wholesale from the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, and there's some very important bits here. But again, let's just run through on the right hand column, the last few lines. He basically says, somebody who is makiras eloikov yashgiach alov v'yishmer oisoi u'minatam azeh yishmer atzadikim. I'm about 6 lines up. For that reason, the Rebbeinu Shalom guards tzadikim. Why? Kasha libam ve'ineyam tomid imoy kein einei Hashem alikim reishas hashonah dachris hashonah. And therefore, a chosid who is dovuk to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he will be nishmar tomid mikol mikrei hazman. He will be guarded mikol mikrei hazman. And it's all relative to how close he chooses to place himself in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now go to the bottom line. V'horochuk min ho'el b'machshavtoi u'masov v'afilu lo yischayev misa b'chetoi. Somebody who is not close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He chooses to go about his life u'netrachnish from b'yri olam. He's not shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. Even if he's not chayev misa b'chetoi ashechoto, yehiyem mshulach v'ne'ezav limakorim. He will be sent away and abandoned. He uses the word, it's the first time he uses the word abandoned. He will be abandoned v'ne'ezav limikrim, to happenstance. I think we've seen enough Rambans on both sides of the coin. There's a lot more material on this, but one thing is clear. Sarachim, what's going on? So we have 3 minutes. Okay, do say that. Maybe I went to town too much on the question. But hopefully you appreciate the question. We have a chevel of Rambans on one side and seemingly, and there are more, chevel of Rambans on the other. The question, I would have thought, is manifest, but I'll try again. Obviously, I didn't do a very good job. The question is as follows. Mitzadechov, the Ramban, in numerous places, uses the language that the entire Torah, the nature of our reciprocal relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom is just that. It's reciprocal. Nobody is ever abandoned to Mikrim at all. Everything is Nisim Nistorim, however it is perceived. On the other hand, the Ramban, in a number of places, seems to say there is a concept and a person can be, as it were, mshulach v'ne'ezav lemikrim. And that would appear to be a stira. There are a number of ways of answering it. I'd like to highlight two here. Rabbeinu Bachya seems to say, pshat in this, gives us a teretz. And we're not going to get time, but you can have a look. You'll see Reb Simcha Zissel in one of his Ma'amorim is definitely, clearly is aware of the question, and he endeavours to answer it. Let's quickly look at the Rabbeinu Bachya on page 4, source 8. It's on that Pasuk Ki Yadatev, because that's probably the first time in the Perush Ramban al Torah that we come across this other perspective. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, V'tzorech shetaskil ki ha'ashgocha bo'ilam ha'shofel b'mina odom hi klolis u'protis. It's both. The hashgach of the Rabbeinu Shalom is both. It's klolis u'protis. K'moshe matzit posuk mavehu. The Rabbeinu Shalom is einecho kuchos ad kol darkei bnei adam losis le'ish kidrochem v'kupri ma'alolov. It's absolute. U'bishar balei chayim hi klolis loy protis. Rek b'chlal k'dei l'kayim hamin. Animals, different story. They're not moral agents. They are. It's only hashgach of klolis. V'hashgach of protis shebemin ha'odom nechleko l'shnei chalokim. Says Rabbeinu Bachya that the hashgacha protis on humans is subdivided into two parts. Number one, hashgacha boy leida kol protei masov u'machshavoisov. The machshava hashgacha leida. What does leida mean? We saw in the Ramban on this pasuk. What does it remember? What he equates the word leida with? Involvement. Hashgacha. You remember the Ramban? That's what it means. And then there's a second thing, v'hashgacha boy lahogin olavu lahatziloi min amekatrugim. Then there is a separate thing, and that is everything that is initiated by the Rabbeinu Shalom towards us is done on the basis of schar v'onish. Very, very rarely, Yitzias Mitzrayim, we see it nisim amefursamim. The rest, maybe soid kolatay rakula, is nisim nistorim. Everything. everything. But then occasionally, you need another level of hashgacha, and that is to save you, to have a shmira. When the, in other words, what Rabbeinu Bechai seems to be saying is, when the Rabbeinu Shalom initiates a level of involvement with us, everything is medukta, it's precise, everybody, everything is harva inish. That's why he rejects Rashi's shita in Yisurim Shalava, and that's absolutely consistent throughout the Rambans. Ein bahem teva uminhogoy shel oilom klal bein barabim bein biyochit. But then there's something else. How we get to that is another shir, because that has to do a little bit with Bechira. That's a separate shmooze, how we get there. But then there's something else, and that is when a person is in a sakana l'moshel, and then a person needs a level of shmira. A level of shmira that absolutely depends on who you are. And to the level that a yid is dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's an amazing thing. Everybody quotes it from Reb Chaim Volozhin, the famous Nefesh HaChayim, the skula, so-called skula. It's not the right word. Einoid milvadoi. It's mefurish in Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Nunalef. It's mefurish. Absolutely mefurish. That a person, a yid, who through his seichel is dovukin b'yirei olam, at that moment in time that you are, your machshava is connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, nothing can happen to you at all. That's the hagona. That's the level of shmira. Says the Rabbeinu Bechai. V'hashgacha boi lahogin olav ulahatziloi min amakatrigin. Ha'hashgacha boi leida kol prote ma'isav hi b'chol adam miYisrael oy min ha'umos. Everybody. Hayetzi achar liba ma'ivin kol ma'aseh. Ha'hashgacha boi lahatziloi min amikrim. Says the Rabbeinu Bechai. Ein ze b'chol adam va'afilu biYisrael ki im b'tzadikim shebohem. Shagodesh Baruch Hu Matzilas HaTzadikim Min HaMikrim Shesha B'nei Odom Nimsorim B'Yodom V'lo Yazoi Ves Chasidov V'lo Yigora Mehem Einoi, which is the exact quote of the Pasuk in Eiv upon which the Ramban says this other thing where we are Munach V'ne'ezav L'Mikrim, says Rabbeinu Bechai, and he adds, by the way, he ends off and he says V'zehu Da'as HaRamban B'Pasuk Zeh K'Shet Histakil Boi. So we have an answer to our question from none other than Shatin Ramban, from none other than Rabbeinu Bechai himself. In other words, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam initiating any interaction with us is always, you say, Kol HaTorah Kula, everything is Nisim and Nistarim. There is a separate thing when a person is B'mokim Sakona and he needs Shmira that will depend on who you are. That's how Rabbeinu Bechai says Shatin Ramban. To answer this, yeah, if you want to keep it, you'll see at the end there's a mamma from Rav Simcha Zissel. I'll be interested to hear whether you think that Rav Simcha Zissel is saying the same as Rabbeinu Bechai or something else. That's it. Okay.